6:40, and this is Observer Radio News. Good evening, I'm Linda Katrina. It's a cloudy 6 degrees and rainy outside our East York studios. In the news today, a man accused of plotting a terrorist attack against a Via Rail passenger train was in court at Old City Hall today. Montreal resident Chayeb Essegayer told the court that the criminal code is not a holy book. He chose to comment after he was advised to consult with duty counsel and was told everything he said would be on the record. Essegayer is co-accused with the Toronto man for conspiring to attack and murder people for the benefit of terrorism. His next court appearance is on May 23rd by video. Also, LCBO workers are set to walk off the job May 17th if a new contract deal isn't reached. Workers voted 95% in favor of a strike earlier this month. Their four-year contract with the LCBO ended March 31st, and bargaining has been going on since mid-February. The union says issues include job security, wages and benefits, and improvements to health and safety standards. They want to reach an agreement before the strike deadline. In other news, a month after their protest outside of City Hall, employees of Homes First celebrated their solidarity after reaching a new ratified contract. And as I reported, this new contract addresses many key issues that were important to employees.
Many workers and supporters gathered at the Augusta House in Kensington Market on March 21st to celebrate their solidarity. Raffle tickets were being drawn and there was an overall sense of happiness and togetherness amongst the crowd. A new three-year collective agreement was reached on March 17th with Homes First employers. Kathleen Demoraski, OPSU negotiator, says the new contract has brought forth key elements that have never been implemented by the employer before.
So at the end of the day, they got an ability to work longer hours, which ultimately will see $3,000 more in their pockets at the end of the years, okay. Which adds up to a 6% increase. Okay. So it's not a percentage of increase, but they have the ability to work for more money.
The new contract also includes a recognition of bullying and psychological abuse in their health and safety language, which will allow employees to file grievances against Homes First. The whole striking process brought together workers from across the city, including Kareen Marshall, a housing help worker for Homes First, who says the experience was stressful but also very rewarding.
It became very empowering. People felt like they had a voice and that could, generate change.
The celebration continued on into the night, but Kathleen Demoraski says the fight for these employees has only just begun. Linda Katrina, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
Also, the uncle of Tamerlan Tsarnaev says that his nephew was influenced by a radical Islamist mentor. He says Tsarnaev met the mentor in 2007 while he was living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Authorities are still investigating the motive behind the April 15th Boston bombings. Tamerlan was killed in gun battle with police on April 19th. His younger brother, Johar Tsarnaev, was captured and faces federal charges. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Turning now to sports, the Leafs are in Tampa Bay tonight looking to get better playoff positioning. It's still very possible for them to take the Habs fourth standing in the Eastern Conference. If the Leafs win tonight's game and tomorrow's against Florida, then Montreal has to lose to Winnipeg tomorrow to get ahead. Saturday's Leafs-Habs face-off could get exciting. The puck drops at 7. In Jays news, the boys in blue avoided being swept against the Baltimore Orioles. They won 6-5 in extra innings. At the top of the 11th, Orioles pitcher Jim Johnson walked Macer Iztourez while bases were loaded. At the bottom of the 11th, closing pitcher Casey Jansen struck out one and gave up a pop fly that was caught in the outfield by Emilio Bonifacio before striking out the final batter for the win. The Jays face the New York Yankees tomorrow at Yankee Stadium. And in entertainment, Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice is going to learn how to do construction from the Amish. His new show, Vanilla Ice Goes Amish, will debut on the DIY Network next year. The network executive says the former rapper is going to live in an Ohio Amish community. He already has a renovation show on the network and it's returning for a fourth season in the fall. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Linda Katrina and thanks for tuning in.